Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
Department of Revenue Secretary Peter Barca gives the Midwest Farm Report team an update on how many people have applied for the Wisconsin Farm Support Program.
Right, exactly. Well, very exciting, obviously. Working with the JACAP, we just get great joy in helping our farmers who play such a, absolutely vital role in society, and to get these checks out in the mail to help them to be successful. And we now have approved already 15,449 applications, nearly 20,000 applied, and we think there'll be about 19,000 that actually will qualify when all is said and done. And checks we expect to go out about a week from Friday is the target date. At least start having them go in the mail. They probably all won't arrive then, but I think people can start to see deposits in their accounts or checks, depending on what they signed up for, roughly about the 17th of December. So we're getting close to putting that money in the mail and helping farmers have a brighter Christmas.
Excellent. Now, Peter, you mentioned over 15,000 that are approved. There are many farmers that have been asking me, how will I know if I'm approved? How will I know if there's questions? Can you explain that for them?
Well, sure. I mean, actually, probably, if there is a question for some reason, they certainly can call our office, and, we're very responsive. We appreciate getting calls, and, but I think that for the most part, the overwhelming majority will qualify. I mean, we're looking at somewhere around, 90% or more. So I think people should, if they feel like they've had a complete application, they can probably feel pretty confident that, they're going to qualify. But they certainly, if they have questions or they're wondering, they're anxious about it, they certainly can, call our customer service line, and, we're happy to, get them that information immediately.
So they're not necessarily going to receive any kind of confirmation of fraud email or anything like that?
No, just, the check that's, going to be coming out in, less than 2 weeks now. But our customer service line is, again, 608-266-2486. I'll repeat that, area code 608, King County, 266-2486. Do not hesitate to call if you're anxious about it, but as I indicated, well over 90% people who turn in applications will in fact qualify. And we've reached out to them in cases where it's obvious that they left something out or there's some glaring mistake there. So,
Right. Secretary Peter Barca, along with us from the Department of Revenue, we're just kind of trying to wrap up the Wisconsin Farm Support Program Phase 3. Peter, I also want to go back to a point that maybe farmers waiting on that money overlook. They're anxious, they want those checks. But you made a point with me early on in this process that one of the reasons why DOR is a comfort spot in executing this program is you are protecting the program from fraud. Have you noticed that again?
Well, not as much in the farm support program, only because, we know who the farmers are in this state with almost no exceptions. So it's a much easier program to administer compared to like the small business grant program, Wisconsin Tomorrow, things like that. But of course, there's always people trying, and, people try to, intercept those checks that go out. We see it with tax refunds. We see it with all the grant programs that fraudsters are out there. And, Pam, as you and I have talked about before, and that's why I appreciate your show. I mean, one piece of information that people should always be aware of is that there's one thing they get out of our conversations. We always emphasize, keep updating your software and antivirus protection, because people are trying to, unfortunately, take advantage of people, and we're on the lookout. We spend millions of dollars every year to protect people's identity and to make sure checks go to the right places. But fortunately, in the Wisconsin Farm Support Program, it's not quite as challenging, just because we invited many people to apply, and So I think it's a little bit more secure program. But.
Sure, sure. I think another question that people obviously are curious about, Peter, is what we think the average check will look like. Now, again, folks, we are not to the end of the process yet. As you heard Peter point out, there could be 3,000-4,000 applications still in play here. Has your staff noodled the numbers at all, Peter?
Well, we think it's going to be in the neighborhood of about 2,500. So we don't know precisely, obviously, because we're still determining how many actually will qualify. But we think, you know, in that ballpark is what we're expecting.
Again, that was Department of Revenue Secretary Peter Barca speaking with Farm Director Pam Yonke.